Hi, and welcome to the Bulldog Social Studies podcast. I am your host, Rachel Watkins, and today we are going to be talking about and with different abolitionists and about their lives. The first person we're going to talk about is John Brown. John Brown was born on May 9, 1800, and died on December 2, 1859. He grew up in Torrington, Connecticut, at the age of five, moved to Ohio with his father. Over his lifetime, he lived in over five states, including Connecticut, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New York. He was married twice and had over 20 children. One of his greatest accomplishments was he and his wife gave land to fugitive slaves and raised black youth as their own children. He also participated in the Underground Railroad. And in 1851, he helped establish the League of Gileadites, an organization that helped protect and house escaped slaves from their catchers and their old owners. I think many people were happy with his actions that he helped slaves, but I also think he made some people very mad. Overall, he played an important part in our history. The first person we're going to be talking to today is Harriet Tubman, and here she is now. Hi, Harriet, how have you been?
Hi, I've been good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, of course. How about you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your childhood?
I was named Aramita by my enslaved parents, and at 13, I was almost killed by a blow to the head. But after that, I was majorly determined to be free. I then changed my name to Harriet upon meeting my spouse, John Tubman, in 1844. I escaped from my slave owner 5 years later when my enslaver died and I was going to be sold.
I'm glad that you were so determined and stuck with it. Now, can you tell me more about how you impacted the abolitionist movement?
$100 was offered for my capture. I spent 10 years after that making 13 trips back to Maryland and giving instructions to 70 more while trying to find their way to freedom. Those 70 people I would lead into the Underground Railroad into Canada. It is known that I made about 19 more trips into Maryland and guided 300 people on those trips. To summarize, I led enslaved people to freedom before the Civil War, all with a bounty on my head.
That is such a journey. You are very brave. Do you think you left a legacy, and what kind of legacy did you leave?
I think I left a legacy, one that tells people to find a dream and not let it go, and if it's something you really want. I hope to inspire people to follow through with what they want and not to back down. I hope I leave a mark on history.
I agree. You've definitely inspired me. When were you born, and how old were you when you died?
I was born in Dorchester County in Maryland in March 1822, in March 1913, I died and I was 90 years old.
Awesome. You lived a long life. Did you have any spouse or children?
My husband was named John Tubman and I had no biological children, but adopted a child named Gertie Davis.
Where were you born and where'd you grow up?
I grew up in slavery in Dorchester County and served there for most of my life.
What was your greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment was helping my family and friends north all the way to Canada, as well as leading all the ones I met on the way to freedom.
Thank you, Harriet. Okay, next up we have Sarah Grimke. Hello. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for joining us. Can you tell me about yourself and your childhood?
Yes, my name is Sarah Grimke, and I was born on November 26th in 1792. And I died at 81 years old on December 23rd, 1873. I grew up with my siblings, Angelina, Anna, Thomas Smith, Henry, and Frederick. My parents' names were Mary Smith and John Grimke. I grew up in a wealthy slave-owning family in Charleston, South Carolina. My father was a wealthy plantation owner who was an attorney and a judge.
Okay, next question. How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
One way I impacted the abolitionist movement is that I wrote a book called The Letters on Equality of the Equal Sexes.
That sounds like a great book. I'll have to read it sometime. How do you want to be remembered?
I think I'll be remembered for being the first nationally known white American female advocate, and I was also one of the first women to speak in public against slavery. I wanted to promote racial and gender equality. I insisted that women should have the same equal rights and duties that men have, and that we should be able to have the same equal rights. And my sister and I openly challenged the roles of women, and we didn't back down from speaking what was on our minds.
That's a nice thing to be remembered for. All right, next question. Did you have any children or a spouse?
No, I did not get married in fear that I might be more of a slave than a wife.
That's a valid reason for living back then. I'm sorry that that was a fear of yours. What is one of your greatest accomplishments?
One of my greatest accomplishments was becoming vice president of the Massachusetts Women's Suffrage Association in 1868.
That is a very good accomplishment. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Yes, I can add some more. In 1836, I wrote a pamphlet which was named An Appeal to the Christian Women of the South, and I fought for women's rights and better treatment of African Americans.
All right. Thanks for coming onto my podcast, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Next up, we have Frederick Douglass.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Frederick. Thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I can. I was born on February 1818, and I died on February 20th, 1895. I had two wonderful wives. Sadly, unfortunately, I had no children.
Where did you grow up and live for most of your life?
I grew up in my grandmother's small cabin in the state of Maryland. Then for 17 years, I lived in Washington, D.C., and I wrote my own book, Narrative Life of Frederick Douglass, a Slave.
That sounds like an interesting book. I'll have to look into reading it sometime. How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
I helped slaves escape their slave owners and boosted women's rights. I even taught myself how to write and read.
Impressive. What kind of legacy do you want to be left with?
I think my legacy should be remembered because of the amount of people I have helped in my time and the amount of men I've sent, tried to get to send to go and fight in wars.
What was one of your greatest accomplishments?
I worked day and night to make sure that the emancipation would be the end to their war, so I think that this is one of my greatest accomplishments.
Thank you, Frederick. Up next, we have the amazing William Lloyd Garrison. Hi, William.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for coming. Let's get started. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and where you were from?
I was originally from Newburyport, Massachusetts. I remained there until I was 11 years old. My father left me when I was 11 years old, and I had nothing to do with me after I was 11. I didn't have a dad to grow up with to teach me things to do, it was a hard childhood.
Oh, wow. That sounds very tough. I'm sorry about your dad. My next question for you is about the impact you had on the abolitionist movement.
I helped popularize the need for the quick abolition of slavery. As one of my lifelong interests was human rights, I worked really hard to make it more known. I established the England Anti-Slavery Society in 1832.
That's awesome. Thank you for all that you did. What legacy do you think you have left after all those years?
I think my legacy that I left was the New England Anti-Slavery Society.
That's such a fantastic legacy to have left. When were you born and how old were you when you died?
I was born on December 10th, 1805. The date I passed away was on May 24th, 1879. I was 73 years old.
You lived a good long life. Did you have any spouse or any children?
I had one wife and seven children with my wife, Helen. Me and my wife were married for 45 years until she passed away 3 years before me.
I'm sorry for your loss. What do you think was one of your greatest accomplishments?
I think my greatest accomplishment was when I created the England Anti-Slavery Society.
That's it. Thank you, William. Next up, and our final person I'll be interviewing today is Lucretia Mott. Welcome, Lucretia. Thank you for coming.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
My first question for you is, what was your background and where were you from?
My father worked as a ship's captain, but when I was 10, my family moved to Boston. I attended a Quaker boarding school in Upper State, New York in 1809. Then when my family moved to Philadelphia 2 years later, I married my father's business partner, James Mott.
How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
I taught school, and James, my husband, operated a textile business. I became a preacher in my 20s. I was also one of the founders of the Philadelphia Female Anti-Slave Society in 1833. My husband and I protested the passage of the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, and I became the first president of the American Equal Rights Association. I also played a major role in the Women's suffrage movement, and I helped found Swartz College in 1969.
That's great. Thank you. What legacy do you think you left?
I think I have empowered women to go out and fight for what they believed and use the power and drive what is inside all of them. And everyone I hope that found my story, they will go out with big ambitions and fulfill them.
That's a great legacy. My next question for you is, when were you born and how old were you when you passed?
I was born on the 3rd of January, 1793, and died on November 11th, 1880. I died when I was 87 years old of pneumonia.
Did you have any spouse or children?
Yes, I did. My spouse name is James Muth, and together we have 6 children.
Nice. What do you think your biggest and greatest accomplishment was?
I think everything I did in my lifetime is that equal importance when I was a teacher. I was helping pave the way of the women who wanted jobs but didn't go. And when them, I never saw someone else to do it. I led women ahead in women's rights and fought for what I knew was right.
That's amazing. Your story has inspired me greatly. Thank you for being on my podcast. All right, that's it all I have for you today, folks. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Bulldog Social Studies podcast. I was your host, Rachel Watkins.